Vanity, saith the preacher. Vanity. Draw round my bed. Is Anselm keeping back, Muse? Sons mine. Ah, God, I know not. Well, she men would have to be your mother once. Old Gandalf envied me, so fair she was. What's done is done, and she is dead beside. Dead long ago, and I am bishop since. And as she died, so must we die ourselves. And then she may perceive the world's a dream. Life, how and what is it? As here I lie in this state chamber, dying by degrees, hours and long hours in the dead night, I ask, do I live? Am I dead? Peace. Peace seems all. St. Praxed's ever was the church for peace. And so, about this tomb of mine, I fought with tooth and nail to save my niece, you know. Old Gandalf cozened me, despite my care. Shrewd was that snatch from out the corner south he graced his carrion with, God curse the same. Yet still my niche is not so cramped, but thence one sees the pulpit or the epistle side, and somewhat of the choir, those silent seats, and up into the airy dome, where live the angels, and a sunbeam sure to lurk. And I shall fill my slab of basalt there, and neath my tabernacle take my rest, with those nine columns round me, two and two, the odd one at my feet where Anselm stands. Peach blossom marble, all. The rare, the ripe as fresh poured red wine of a mighty pulse. Old Gandalf with his paltry onion stone put me where I may look at him. True peach, rosy and flawless. How I earned the prize, draw close. That conflagration of my church, what then? So much was saved, if aught were missed. My sons, ye would not be my death. Go dig the white grape vineyard where the oil press stood. Drop water gently till the surface sink. And if ye find, ah God, I know not, I, bedded in store of rotten fig leaves soft, and corded up in a tight olive frail, some lump, ah God, of lapis lazuli, big as a Jew's head cut off at the nape, blue as a vein o'er the Madonna's breast. Sons, all have I bequeathed you, villas, all, that brave Frascati villa with his bath. So let the blue lump poise between my knees, like God the Father's globe on both his church so gay, for Gandalf shall not choose but see and burst. Swift as a weaver's shuttle, fleet our years. Man goeth to the grave, and where is he? Did I say basalt for my slab, sons? Black. 'Twas ever antique black, I meant. How else shall ye contrast my frieze to come beneath? The bas-relief in bronze ye promised me, those pans and nymphs ye wot of, and perchance some tripod, Thesis, with a vase or so. The Saviour at his sermon on the mount, St. Praxed in a glory, and one pan, ready to twitch the nymph's last garment off. And Moses with the tables. But I know ye mark me not. What do they whisper thee, child of my bowels, Anselm? Ye hope to revel down my villas while I gasp, bricked o'er with beggar's mouldy travertine, which Gandalf from his tomb-top chuckles at. Nay, boys, ye love me all of jasper, then. 'Tis jasper ye stand pledged to. Lest I grieve, my bath must needs be left behind, alas. One block, pure green as a pistachio nut. There's plenty jasper somewhere in the world. And have I not sent Praxit here to pray horses for ye, and brown Greek manuscripts, and mistresses with great smooth marbly limbs? That's if ye carve my epitaph aright, choice Latin, picked phrase, Tully's every word, no gaudy ware like Gandalf's second line, Tully my master's, Alpian serves his need. And then, how I shall lie through centuries, and hear the blessed mutter of the mass, and see God made and eaten all day long, and feel the steady candle flame, and taste good, strong, thick, stupefying incense smoke. For as I lie here, hours of the dead night, dying in state and by such slow degrees, I fold my arms as if they clasped a crook, and stretch my feet forth straight as stone can point, and let the bedclothes for a mortcloth drop into great laps and folds of sculptor's work. And as yon tapers dwindle, and strange thoughts grow with a certain humming in my ears about the life before I live this life, and this life too, popes, cardinals, and priests, Saint Praxit at his sermon on the mount, your tall, pale mother with her talking eyes, and new-found agate urns as fresh as day, and marble's language, Latin, pure, discreet. Aha, Eluta Shebat, quoth our friend. No Tully, said I, Alpian at the best. Evil and brief hath been my pilgrimage. All lapis, all sons, else I give the Pope my villas. Will ye ever eat my heart? Ever your eyes were as a lizard's, quick, they glitter like your mother's for my soul. Or ye would heighten my impoverished frieze, piece out its starved design, and fill my vase with grapes, and add a visor and a term, and to the tripod ye would tie a lynx that in his struggle throws the thyrsus down, to comfort me on my entablature. Whereon I am to lie till I must ask, do I live? Am I dead? There, leave me there, for ye have stabbed me with ingratitude to death. Ye wish it. God, ye wish it. Stone, gritstone, a crumble. Clammy squares, which sweat as if the corpse they keep were oozing through. And no more lapis to delight the world. Well, go. I bless ye. Fewer tapers there, but in a row. And going, turn your backs. I, like departing altar ministrants, and leave me in my church, the church for peace, that I may watch at leisure if he leers, old Gandalf, at me. from his onion stone, as still he envied me, so fair she was.